Welcome back to the Nerd Level Tech AI Cast, where we dive deep into the tech that's shaping our world, from AI to IoT and everything in between. I'm Alex, your guide through the complexities of modern technology.
And I'm Jamie, here to ask the questions you're all thinking, so you don't have to. Today, we're talking about an unsung hero in the world of technology, SQLite. It's 2025, and SQLite is more relevant than ever, powering everything from your smartphone apps to the edge computing devices in your smart home.
That's right, Jamie. SQLite might just be the most widely deployed piece of software in the world, and most people don't even know it's there. It's like the tech world's version of AIR, absolutely essential, but largely invisible.
So are you saying SQLite is the oxygen of the tech world?
Exactly. Let's start by breaking down what SQLite is for those who might not be familiar. Imagine a database that doesn't need a server, doesn't require setup, and lives right inside your app. That's SQLite.
Hold up, no server? How does that work?
Well, unlike traditional databases that operate on a client-server model, SQLite runs in process with the application. This means it reads and writes directly to disk files. It's a self-contained, serverless, zero-configuration database engine.
So it's super lightweight and easy to use. I can see why it's popular for mobile apps and IoT devices.
Precisely. And it's not just for simple storage tasks. With features like write-ahead logging, JSON functions, and full-text search, SQLite is robust enough for a wide range of applications, from local-first apps to edge computing and even AI inference pipelines.
Wait, AI? How does SQLite fit into AI?
Think about AI models that need to process data in real time on the device itself, like the ones in your smartphone camera for facial recognition. SQLite can store and manage the data these models need, all while being fast and conserving battery life.
That's pretty smart. But what about when you have a ton of data? Can SQLite handle that?
Good question. SQLite can manage databases up to 281 terabytes in size, but it shines brightest with small to medium datasets. It's all about using the right tool for the job. For larger multi-user applications, you might look towards more traditional databases. But for a vast majority of applications, SQLite's performance is more than enough.
Got it. And what about security? In a world where privacy is a big deal, how does SQLite stack up?
Security in SQLite is largely dependent on the environment it runs in. Because it's a file-based database, ensuring the database file is secure is paramount. Plus, it supports encryption through extensions like SQL Cipher, which is crucial for protecting sensitive data.
Encryption for the win. Now, I'm curious, any common pitfalls or mistakes people should watch out for?
Definitely. A common mistake is not using transactions effectively. Wrapping multiple operations in a transaction not only boosts performance, but also ensures data integrity. And remember, SQLite is local. So, while it handles concurrent reads very well thanks to write-ahead logging, write operations can block each other if not managed properly.
So it's all about that balance. Now, let's say I'm sold on SQLite. How do I get started?
It's surprisingly simple. You can start with just a few lines of code in most programming languages. Python, for example, has built-in support for eSQLite, making it easy to create a database, define a table, and start inserting or querying data.
Sounds like a great weekend project. I might just give it a try.
You definitely should. And for our listeners, whether you're developing a mobile app, working on edge computing, or even dabbling in AI, SQLite is a tool worth exploring. Its simplicity, reliability, and efficiency make it a fantastic choice for a wide range of applications.
Well, folks, that wraps up our deep dive into SQLite. It's clear this little database punches way above its weight class, powering so much of the technology we use every day.
Absolutely, Jamie. And to our listeners, thank you for joining us on this tech journey. If you have questions or topics you'd like us to cover in future episodes, don't hesitate to reach out.
And remember, in the tech world, staying curious is key. Until next time, keep nerding out.